wisdom of Solomon, you take so very gently. There is no doubt that it's effective. Now, so how should we pass? How should we pass? So it's a machlokes between Rabbi Zalman and Yaakov and Rabban. Like this, we should say Yochid Rabbi, Yochid Rabbi. But we have called Mishnah Rabbi Zalman Yaakov Kabunoki. I think I once mentioned, I don't remember whether this man I mentioned it or less. So there seems to be a machlokes between the Rabban and the Rabban. Is whether the cloud of Mishnah Sabazam Yaakov Kabinoki is a cloud only of the machlokes between the Rabbanon and Sabazam Yaakov that takes place in the Mishnah, because the Russian means Mishnah Sabazam Yaakov. But if the machlokes between Sabazam Yaakov and the Chum takes place in a Brise, then there is no cloud of Kabinoki. So then we have to apply the general rule, Yochid Rabbi, Malachit Rabbi. So it seems that on that question there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach. I mention it because it's very important. It's very relevant to our evening. Is me'akvayim lechel b'pesach. If somebody has an eved who was not nimel, so then he cannot be makir korban. Not only if the old himself is an oil, he cannot be makir korban pesach. Even though he is an oil, but he has an eved that was not nimel as yet, he has one oil form, he has a brother, he has a child who was not nimel, so he cannot be makir korban pesach. And even if he has an eved that was not nimel, he cannot be makhir korban pesach. So the Rambam passes, v'chein 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 korban pesach alochei, v'chein tfilas ha-moiso, v'shem abdus ma'akvose, v'dob ozem v'pi ha-kabone, sh'atfilo v'shifches, ki milo rabot, in other words, just as we say, that if there's a certain order, a Jew, let's say, brought an Eved Ore, from an Akkad, and he did not, as long as the Eved did not marry himself, he did not become an Eved Naim. So then the Od is prevented from being Makir Korban Pesach. So suppose the Od bought a Shifche Nochris from the Yitchok. And so until she was divorced, Lishim Shifres, so the Od cannot be Makir Korban Pesach. Just as Milas Abodo is Nyakvos in Makir Korban Pesach, so Tfilas Ameiso is also Makvos. So the Rabbit says, Amar Avraham, B'Tisefti B'Psochim, B'Vokim Shebi Pesach Mitzrayim U'Pesadeles. According to the Tisefti, in Psochim, this is one of the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Mitzrayim had its own unique requirements. For example, Pesach Mitzrayim, so the dam had to be sprinkled on the mezuzahs and on the mashkil. Pesach Mitzrayim, you don't sprinkle any dam on the mashkil and the mezuzahs. So the deceptive Psochim mentions Tfilas Ameiso is one of the unique halachos in Pesach Mitzrayim. In Pesach Mitzrayim, so Tfilas Ameiso was me'akvos in Yachid Pesach. But in Pesach Deiris, only Tfilas Ameiso is me'akvos, but not Tfilas Ameiso. So then it says, but the Russian, here on the margin, so the whole Russian of the Sefer is quoted inside. The Gibra is set in the word Hochilis also. Echot Pesach Mitzrayim ve'echot Pesach Deireis Mishoyu ve'avonim shoyu yimbolu Ushvochi shoyu tovlu Ve'achti nizim lechot Pesach Karena sejak kelima Imran dikasih Mitzrayim atau sebagainya. Abelun dikasih Adairis. Bila bimu posa kita nikame. In the Raivet, Paskut Slaik, kebesa biyak. So why is the Raivet Masik and Randa? What's the reason? After all, he says, the Sefte says the country. But the Sefte says that there is a machlokes between the Rabbonon and Rabbeinu Yaakov, according to the Rabbonon, so even Pesaveres to a Sabbath of his market. According to Rabbeinu Yaakov, only Pesamitzrayim to a Sabbath of his market, not in Pesaveres. So the Rabbon passes like the Rabbonon, so the Rabbeinu is massive. No, we have to pass like Rabbeinu Yaakov. So apparently, obviously, the Rabbeinu holds that that the cloud of Mishnah Sabbath Yaakov Kabinoki applies even to a machlokes that takes place in the price. And the Rambam Shiti is not. It only applies to a machlokes that takes place in the Mishnah. Mishnah Sabbath Yaakov Kabinoki. So in other words, that's a cloud that when Rabbeinu HaKodesh mentioned certain aloches of Sabbath Yaakov, so he selected those aloches, that the aloche is like Rabbeinu Zabiyah. And the other aloches, where the aloche is not like Rabbeinu Yaakov, he didn't mention. But in prices, we don't have that vow. If we don't have that vow, so we should say, Yochi Rabbi, Alochi Rabbi. So in other words, so according to Rashi's pshat, whether Rav Shochi is effective b'kulo or Rav Shochi is not effective b'kulo, So he's told machlokes between Rabbeinu Yaakov and Rabbon, but it's not a machlokes in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes in the price. So according to the Rambam Shite, we should pass to like Rabbon, that Rav Shochi is not effective because, and according to the Raivet, so we should pass to like Rabbeinu Yaakov that Rav Shochi is effective because. Now, the Raivet in Baal HaNefesh, he says that the Riv passes, I mean the washing of the Riv, all these moments, so the Riv discusses in the Riv and Shuez, so all these halachas. The washing of the Riv and Shuez is very ambiguous, but the Raivet and the Rambam both say that the Riv passes that Hamshoche is effectively called. Hamshoche is effectively called. The Raivet in Baal HaNefesh and the Rambam say that the Riv passes that Shochet is effective in Likud. Why? Now, we can very well understand this, why the Raivet says that Pshat in the Riv. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, so it's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Yaakov and the Chachamim. And we see that according to the Raivet, Mishnas Chavrusa Kavimoki applies in the machlokes in the price. So then, according to the Raivet Shite, we should pass him like the Chachamim. So he's readily disposed to understand the Riv that way. Even though the notion of the Riv is very ambiguous, you look it up in Shuez, in the Riv in Shuez, in the second period. But it has to be like that, according to the Raivet. Mashenki according to the Rambam, even if the Rambam can explain the Gemara the way Rashi explained the Gemara, so he should pass in the Tamshoche, it's not a technical. Now, what does the Rambam say? What does the Rambam say? Laretzi. I told you to go over the Shulchan and with the Nitziv's Pshat. Nitziv mentions the Goyim's Gilset. The Gilset, the Goyim says, the Rambam had in the Gemara in the morning. But we won't have time to go over it. But I just want to go over the Pirush HaMishniyah. Omu Ha'Ovayim Samor, Hevdo Shlish, Otzorim Rav Shinyofa, Amimot Bechotz Rabayim, Zubayim, Shiyim, Shiyim, Ha'Ovayim Samor, Ha'Ovayim Samor, Ha'Ovayim יום ותהי חמור, אדוני ראשון, כן יקרה, יהודי שהשני יג'ובו, כמו שזוכה, הוא הגיע מי שמדברס משני ראשון, יהיו שניסעו לו בחוצה, וניסעו לו, וימשכו לו פה, או ניסעו לו מה לסבור, אומנם אם יהודי ישם המשוך על המים מכשירו ומים שירו, יהיה עם הלושו מברכו, ויאמרו, תארי זה מקל לכם בזה המים, ותראו אחו עזור הסמיים, ואנחנו נחתים בגלל, וזה שהוא מקווה למסור מים שירים מזה המקווה, כאילו שיגיע לומר משני שסבורים מים שירים, He may be weak because we will not be by Messiah Giashon. Ahazel, remind you. Kivem sorry, see remind you. Kmurish Gao, Uchbob is boy of Hogamki, Shomau, Gimu Mugi Mai Shubi, Paisley Samikri. Oh no, who in Yipu be Etzema Mikri. Omnam Mishpeho Amayim Chutz Lemikve, V'yeyot Lamikve, Hine Lukosha, B'tnai Shiriya Lev Amayim Nakshir Lemagim Lemikve, V'yom Lebishas, Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshero, Ach Yitztorech Shiyu Ashuvim, Miut Hamikve, Kmi Shebo Alel, Rosh Namishm, V'ulai Teima, Eze Dobo Nishmona Ashas, B'yom Rom, Shuvo Shim Shechu Akshero, V'zei Samishne Bo, B'zei Aloshim, Maslis Nosh Nashmino, L'yidi Ashuvo Insipov, Bego, if Shnilu nishavu im zei samishne gomor, achi yipel atavu es amayim shurim maim shirim, chutz l'mikve l'yisaru hakeo l'imoshek l'mikve, omno min hoyo amayim shirim b'selich ha-mikve, umayim shurim nimshoch l'mikve s'ich ha-mikve, pensel m'gim ulugim, v'ishmona ha-shas, sh'afiru hoyo ha-shorot l'vabel, mumshach iskosha, ובתספטר המזם יעקב אלה, גג שאין פרי שאיכו פאו לפסו, שאומרים מקשומים, ממהו בקטר ניסי נסיך יותה סו, ופסקו בניסאו ובחוצה, ואומרו, הוא ניסי נסיך, חוצרים לו נסיך הגג, ואח היתר אלה המים, אלה המים ירדו מצין הגג ויסאו במים בחוצה. כבור הסבור לכו שזה יש השוב שימשכו על מצטורך, שיהיה עובד מהקושי, והשוב עם משוחי, ועל זה הכבון הרום זוג בכל השקולים, רום הוא מסקר המקוויס כמזרחם, וכבור חושב איש גודל מאי, רב עולים בארץ המיירו, ששוב או שימשכו או קשירו, ואפילו הוא יעמיק וקוי שוב, ונמשך ונרק, ונרק על זה בעמו ובזריה. It's a very strange expression. That he's a good man. I mean, they killed him, he said. It doesn't mean it's not to be understood. Literally, you know, sometimes you say, well, they killed him for that. In other words, there was an outrage, an outburst against a certain person. So he's saying he was killed for that. So the Rambam uses that expression. V'nerag al ze bi'amo v'Yisrael. He was killed. Bi'amo, at full arm's length he was killed. It means that this psach was violently opposed by the Chachmei Yisrael. But the Chachmei Amaro passed the Shuvo Shimshechu Kulo. Shuvo Shimshechu Kulo is Kshero. In other words, why the Chachmei Amaro passed that way? Because according to Rashi's pshat, the Chachmei Amaro apparently explained the Gemara like Rashi, and according to Rashi's pshat, there is a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the machmir, and he's only matir Rabbi Shochet in the case where the role of the Memsor was already in the mikveh. But so Rabbi Shochet is only effective according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the mitzvah Memsor, but not Amol the Memsor and the Rabbanon Amekir, and they are Matir Ram Shochet, and the Chachmei Amayrov agree with the Shittes Rambam. The Chachmei Amayrov agree with the Shittes Rambam that this cloud of Mishnas Rabbezer Ben Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to Mishnah. Applies only to Mishnah. Now the question is, but how about the Rambam himself? The Rambam himself certainly has the Shittes that the cloud of Mishnah Sabbezah ben Yaakov Kavinoki, Mishnah Sabbezah ben Yaakov Kavinoki, applies only to Mishnah, not to Machlekes in the Braise. So how is it that the Rambam criticizes the Chachmei Amaro for that psak, and he says, V'nera v'zeh v'amu v'Yisrael, v'amu v'Yisrael. So, but the Rambam should also pass that. Obviously, the Rambam had another pshat in the Gemara. Not the pshat of Rashi, and the Chachmei Amayrov, here the pshat of Rashi, and the Chachmei Amayrov, and the Chachmei Amayrov. So they agree with the Rambam that whenever there is a machleket between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon in the Braise, so we have to follow up, we have to apply the general rule, Yochid Rabbi Malachi Kerabi.
But why is the Rambam Chilka L'Chachma Maimon? So that indicates that the Rambam had a different pshat in Gemara Yigmori. Udvorov bazeh mifursam misefrei b'yei seipyut imei b'nzei samishne v'au. V'apil hoyo ozeh bazeh l'mashom ha-mishne imrei bin ha-posol. Posol, yoch, v'apil hoyo mishom v'au. Elo mayim shurim b'vad v'yim shochem yirga omal esamor al yam mikve mehem mikve kosher. V'asher nichayim zeh ato yeskulay u'miut שמירס המשנה והחקירה ומה שבו הוא מניף לממור אם רואיס אותה ותכוכם של מידי קייר וכיפר עוזר אבל משנו זה איש שמסדור בפעמים very seldom is the Rambam so outspoken against the shite with which he disagrees but he considered that as a mirshon that psak and the Rambam in the Chazoko he also mentions now so we see that the Rambam when the Raivet, even though the Raivet Shita means that that the cloud of Mishnah Sabbatam Yaakov Kabiloki applies even to Machlekes in the Paisi. So the male and the Raivet should be readily disposed towards the Shita that the Tamshoche Bikulo is not effective because according to Rashi's Pshat, So that's the machleket between Rabbi Zalman Yaakov and Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon say that it is effective. Rabbi Zalman Yaakov says it's not effective. On Al Muto, and the Rabbi Chita is that the Aloha should be like Rabbi Zalman Yaakov, even in the machlekes in the price. So the Rabbi should be readily disposed to the psak that Hamshocha Mikulo is not effective. Only the Muto, still the Rabbi. Explains the Shita of the Reef that he passed his land Chachmanai. Why is it so? So obviously there is another pshat in the Gemara. I mean, in the case of Mishneh mentions another pshat in the Gemara in Pura, according to which it turns the other way around. So, but anyway, so you, if you didn't go over the whole case of Mishneh, that's wrong. So you should go over. And also, you should look up in the Shiltes. Now, Tesis should go over the Tesis in Pure. The Shiltes Shite means that Amshocha Bikulo is not effective. But, suppose there is Amshocha. Suppose there was Amshocha realized on all the Memso. And then it started to rain. The Shita of the Shiltes is very strange. The shita of this shita is that if, let's say, you realize I'm shoche, I'm only memso, so that's not effective. But suppose you don't memso from kettles. You fill that kettles with water and then you dump it on the ground. And then all the memso glide it into the wick. So it's I'm shoche before. So it's not effective. You cannot retain it. But if after you did that, after your mamshich, mem so mayim shuvim into the mikveh, it started to rain, and an additional mem so came in, so then hamshocha mikulo is effective. Hamshocha mikulo is effective. I mean, that's a very strange thing. I mean, how can it be explained? So we mentioned several times in the Mishnayos that two aloches of shuvim. One aloha of Shuv is that it's psul. It's possible. So, that's it. Gimu Lugimayim Shuvim is only possible in the Rabbanon according to all Shuvim. Kurin Shuv, some of the Shuvim say it's possible in the Raisin. So, how will we explain it? If it's only Gimu Lugimayim Shuvim, so that's it psul. That's it psul in the Rabbanon. But if it's Kurin Shuv, or Hubin Shuv, Kurin and Hubin is the same thing. If it's Kurin Shuv or Hubin Shuv, then it doesn't even have a shemik. If it doesn't have a shemik, so according to some of the shemik, it's possible in the eyes, because it doesn't have a shemik. And according to other shemik, it has a shemik in the eyes, but only in the Rabbanon. But even on the Rabbanon level, there is a difference between Gimu Gimayim Shuvim and Kulishon. Gimu Gimayim Shuvim, so even in the Rabbanon, has a shemik. But it's possible. Mashemik, if it's Kulishon, so either with the Raisi doesn't have a shemikveh, or the Chol HaPoches
mean that a woman in person can be shedding.
So in Melee, the sheet of the Shiltes is Hamshoche is capable of being Mafkiya the Psuach. But if it is Kulisho, so and Memele doesn't tell me Shemikre, so Fu Hamshoche, mind the Duna Temishemikre cannot acquire Khalishemikre. But so that's why the Shiltes says, suppose you dumped them so my shooting near the shore of the mikveh, and then all the men saw glided into the mikveh, fell into the mikveh. So I'm sure he was realized that all the men saw my shooting. So insofar as the soul of my shooting is concerned, so I'm sure he can remove, can be mafkia the soul. But since all the men saw the show, so it never had the shemikveh. For I'm sure the mind that before did not have a shemikveh cannot acquire a shemikveh. So that's why the Shulchan says, if after the Lord Mamshi hold the Memsor into the mikveh, so it started to rain, and then an additional Memsor came in, so mainly the shemikveh is chal on the additional Memsor. Make sure that's why the Shulchan says that I'm sure is effective because Hamshoche is effective because, but only if I'm over and above the Hamshoche that was realized and all the Memsor. So it started to rain and an additional Memsor made sure it dropped into the veil. Then, because the whole significance of Hamshoche is to be Matkia, the Psul of Shom. But if all the Memsor was shown, so the male never had a Chalish HaMikveh. So the Hamshoche cannot bestow HaMikveh. A mind that never had a HaMikveh. But if after the Hamshoche it starts to rain in and then saw Mekshomim drop in through the rainfall, so then the HaMikveh is how and the additional Mekshomim. So in such a situation, Hamshoche is effective. Okay. If you want to start now.
November 6, 1981. Vav Ches Cheshvan Hashana Taf Shin Membez Blyan Ha.
How the Rambam asks. So the. According to Rashi's Pshat, in the Gemara and Gemara, so there is a machlokes between Rav Leva ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon as to whether Hamshoche Bikulo is effective or not. And Rav Leva ben Yaakov says that Hamshoche is only effective on Mut and Yuteso, but not on Kule. I mean, Rube has the same name as Kule. In other words, if you have, so according to Rav Leva ben Yaakov, so if you have in the mikveh chupal of some mikshom, and then you are mamshich, you test so manchuvi, so then it's effective. But if all the mimsom or the chupal of some, he happens to be manchuvi, so then you cannot be mamshich. That's according to Rav Leva ben Yaakov. And Rabbanon of Rav Leva ben Yaakov say that even Hamshoche Bikulo is Kshayot. In other words, suppose you dump Memso upon the Karaka, 3 tvachim away from the mikveh, and then glides in, flows into the mikveh, it's kosher, according to Rav Leva ben Yaakov. Now, so there is a machlokes between Rav Leva ben Yaakov and Rabbanon. So then the question arrives, so we should say, Yochid Ramallah, but there is a cloud mission of Rav Yaakov Kavinoki, and on that we have a machlekes, Rishayim, whether it applies to a machlekes in a price also, or it doesn't apply to a machlekes in a price. It happens that there is a machlekes on that point between the Rambam and the Raivet, who has come best. So the Rambam Shita is that Mishnah Rav Leva ben Yaakov Kavinoki is only klal in Machlokes in the Mishnas, but in Braise we follow the general rule. Yochid Rav Malachi Rabin, and the Raivet Shita is that this qual of Yaakov Kavinoki applies it to Machlokes and the Braise. So if we are to say that the qual of Mishnah's Chavrezah Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to Mishnah here in the Machlokes and the Braise, so we have to pass in, like Rabbanon, that Tamshocha Mikulah is effective. And this is the Psak of the Chachmi Amarov. The Psak of the Chachmi Amarov. That the Rambam criticizes the Psak of the Chachmi Amarov. And Menachem in the Raivet says that the Derif paskins like paskins that Tamshocha Mikulah is effective. Tamshocha Mikulah is effective. And I don't think that the Rambam understood the Rif as saying that, because he probably wouldn't express himself in such language that that those who passed that way, so they were killed. Be'amr Bisrei, I don't think he would have used that expression if he felt that the Rif himself had achieved it. But anyway, the Chachmi Amarov, the Rambam mentioned the Chachmi Amarov passing that way. So we understand very well as why the Chachmi Amarov passed that way, because they had understood the Gemara the same way as Rashi. And if according to Rashi, so it's a machlekes between Rabbanan Yaakov and Rabbanon, so Yochanan and Rabbanon are Rabbi. And the Chachmi Amarov hold that the cloud of Mishnah's Rabbanan Yaakov Kavinoki applies only to Ibraise, not applies only to Mishneh, not to Ibraise. The Rambam himself has that cheating. But so why is the Rambam so adamant against that Pshat? Obviously the Rambam had another Pshat in the Gemara, not the Pshat of Rashi. Alright, then we have, then Tesis mentions the Shita of the Shiltes, and the Shita of the Shiltes is, the Shita of the Shiltes is that there are two kinds of Amshach. There is one kind of Amshach that is effective. There is one kind of Amshach that is effective only Beniute, not Beruben. And not Beruben. And then, so according to the Shiltes, I mean the way the Rishonim explained the Shiltes, unless I mean we explain the Shiltes the way the Nitziv explains. So then it's different. But the way Rishonim explained the Shiltes Shite, so then there is no machlekes between Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. There was a machlekes according to Havamina of the Gemara, but then according to Maskona of the Gemara, there is no machlekes between Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. Only according to Havamina. When the Gemara says Mantane, Omer Rabchi Barabi, Mantane, that says in the Mishnah, in Amayim Shuvim Pesles Amikre El Fechesh. So who is the Tane? So Rabchi Barabi said Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Zabu Yaakov. So that means, and the Mishnah uses a washing of Kulay. In Amayim Shuvim Pesles Amikre El Fechesh. And if the court of Rabbi Barabi, that the court with Rabbi Zabu Yaakov, so that means Rabbi Barabi says only Rabbi Zabu Yaakov is such a maker to be machshia, my children be miute. But the Rabbanon of Rabbi Zabu Yaakov, they hold that in the miute it's not effective. It's not moving there. And the Rubei, the Kulei, so no one says that it's effective. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, Michal, the Rabbanon, Sabrin, the Rabbi, Ram Shechalei, Rehot, Chos, Erobin, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shuvo, Shim, Shechuo, Kulo, Yisteiro, Mane, Loi Rabbanon, the Loi Rabbanon, the Yaakov. Because since Rabbi Barabi says, in the Pshat, the Tan in the Mishnah, who says, in Amayim Shuvim Pesles Amikveh Vecheshbe, so according to Rabbi Zabu Yaakov. So then Rabbi Zabu Yaakov is saying in the Mishnah that Mayim Shuvim is only kosher, Behamshoche Bemiute. There is no other way, not Bemiute. Not Bemiute. So the Mele, so the Kulo, there is no situation according to Rabbi Barabi. So then, and according to Rabbi Barabi, So, even if you take only Rabbi Yaakov is Matia, but Rabbanon, I'm not Matia my Yishuvim, but I'm Shoche Yidin with you. Aber das kann man nicht haben, Bichule. So then, this Robin's memory, the Chumash in Jehua, Kula is there. Is the rich man, is inconsistent with any view of the Noi. So the name of the Gemara is Matre Rav Chiya bar Abba's memory, that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is a Mekir, is the biggest Mekir, and even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is only Matir in the case of Ashocha ben Yehudei and in no other situations. So we have to say that the Tanya of the Mishnah says, Hey, Namayim Ashurim Pesach HaBidu V'Cheshbun, deals with something else, not with Amshoche, but he deals with Mayim Shuvim that can passel when they are doped from Kelim. So he says they can only passel when they are doped from 3 Kelim, not when they are doped from 4 Kelim. So Amshoche the Mishnah doesn't even discuss. If the Mishnah, the Tanya in the Mishnah doesn't even discuss Amshoche, so in Mele we can say that there is no machleken between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. There is no machleken between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Amshoche is affected with Yehudei, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the one who says it, but no one is chilek on it. And then, but Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Bikula it's not affected. And then Robin says that Bikula it's also affected. So there are two situations. One situation is when no new Memsor makes Shomim dropped into the mikveh. So then, Amshoche is only affected in Yehudei, not the Rebbe. But suppose if there was Amshoche Mikure, let's say he dumped 40 so of Mayim Shomim and the Karate, 3 Tvachim away from the mikveh, and then all the 40 so flowed in, righted in, into the mikveh, and then it started to pour, and an additional 40 saw, maybe. So then it's kosher, and that's the member of the Rabbi, and that's Ami Melikula Ami. So in other words, there are two separate situations. One situation is when you don't have an additional one saw raining into the mikveh. So then Hamshoche is only affected with Yehudei, not the Rebbei. Who says that? Chavaz Ben Yaakov. He's the mother of Ishmaitze, but no one is chelik. And then there is another situation where Hamshoche was realized among the Memsok. And then it started to rain, and an additional Memsok rained in. So then it's also affected. Ali Ben Kulau. That's the way he passes. Now we explained it last time. I mean, what does it mean? What does it mean that it's effective? Monefshach. If we now it an additional Memsok, make sure. So Hamshoche is only effective in Yehudei, not Bikulei. So what avail is the fact that an additional Memsok make sure may be? So he said, I mean, I think that's the plain pshat in the Shulchan, the plain pshat. So in other words, that there are two aloches of Mayim Shuvim. One aloch of Mayim Shuvim is that Mayim Shuvim, that Gimurugi Mayim Shuvim passes the mikveh. So it doesn't mean that it doesn't. That's certainly Ipsum the Rabbanon. That's certainly Ipsum the Rabbanon. So, I mean, the only rishi, according to whom, that there might be a psul of Gimurugi Mayim Shuvim in the Chayse, is Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam is Yochim. So according to Rabbi Tam, Bitchimo, at the very ab initio, at the very outset. So Gimurugi passes the mikveh miraisa, but only at the very outset, but not at the very outset. So even Rabbi Tam is made it only possible Rabbanon. And then even at the very outset, Rabbi Tam is Yochit. I'm not aware of any other issue who joins Rabbi Tam in that chicken. But in the context of the time, it's only at the very outset. So, not at the very outset, it's certainly a psul in Rabbanon. So the psul of Gimurugi Mayim Shuvim is in Rabbanon. That's a psul. Then, there is another halacha, that if it's Kulei Shov, or Rubei Shov, so Rubei Kikulei, so it's considered a Kulei Shov, it doesn't even have a halachah So it's not only it's possible. He doesn't have a halacha mikveh. So if, let's say, if it is, and the whole man makes shomim, but just give a mugi man shomim or dumped into it, so then even with Rabbanon it has a halacha mikveh, but it has a halacha mikveh. Even with Rabbanon it has a halacha mikveh, but it has a mikveh. So, but if it's kumishol, or kumishol, he doesn't have a halacha mikveh altogether. The question is, he doesn't have a halishan mikveh altogether with Aise, or he doesn't have a halishan mikveh mirabon. So that's a machlek is the shame, whether Kuli Shol is possible with Aise or possible with Rabbanon. But whether it's in Aise with Rabbanon, he doesn't have a halishan mikveh. Mashaike, if on the whole it is mikshomi, but just give a mugim or yuteso, a mute, shuvim or don't into it, it has a halishan mikveh. Even with Rabbanon it has a halishan mikveh. But, it's a mikveh. So the mele hamshoches are the, so hamshoche can remove the psul of shuvim. Can remove the psul of shuvim. But if he doesn't, so that's why the mute, so hamshoche is how, why? Because it removes the psul of shuvim. Masha'im can, if all the memsoah show, so then, what is mamshoche? So what? So that can be mafkiya the psul, but Amshoche cannot bestow a chalisha mikveh on mayim that did not have a chalisha mikveh. So it's not effective. But the nafkamina is, if after the Amshoche it starts to rain, and an additional memso rains in, so too. So as far as the psul of mayim shuvim is concerned, that was spoka through the Amshoche, even before it rained. But before it rained in, through the psul was spoka. But it's not a shemikle. So it does not have a shemikle. Let's say, suppose you have an empty mikle. So you cannot say it's possible. It's empty. So here too, after he made Amshoche, so the psul was spoka, but it doesn't have a halisha mikle. So then, when it starts raining in, and an additional memso lays in, so the halisha mikveh is chal through the additional memso. It's not difficult at all. It's not strange at all. The shita of the shulis. So that's the shita of the shulis. Now the question is, just 1 second, please let me explain all the shitas. So the question is, what is the shitas of? So we went over. Quickly, let's start on the Pirush HaMishnah. And let's see the Rosh HaRambam in the Yerach HaZohar. Now we should have the Yerach HaZohar. It's impossible to learn Mikvoyes or Nida without the Rambam all the time. Alright, now. So, Pirudalit Mikvoyes Mikvoyes HaLochechez. So he says, in Amayim HaShuvim, Peislines HaMikveh Bishloi Sholugin, Achim Yiplo Lizeh HaMikveh Min HaKli. אבל נקראו המים השובים חוץ למקווה ונמשכו ויורדו למקווה אין פייס לנזה מקווה עד שיומחתו למחתו אבל אם הוא יורד נקשר עם הרי מקווה כושר כיצד מקווה שיש בחופסו או משהו. Now, whenever I mention an example of רובו מקשומי, I always mention the case of חופסו. Mikshomim vis-a-vis Yuteso Shuvim Shuvim Shuvim. I always mention it. But you see, according to the Rambam, it doesn't have to be Chopalev vis-a-vis Yutes. It can be Chof plus vis-a-vis Chof minus. This is the Rambam. But Rashi in Rosia, that one at Ches, it's a Shaila whether it's Rashi, but even if it's not Rashi, but he was a big one, the Beforesh of Rashi, of Nozir. So the Beforesh in Nozir, he is Chilik HaRambam. And he says that in regard to Amshoche, where we require Rubo Shol, so I'm sorry, Rubo Mikshomi, so it cannot be just Chof plus. But it has to be Chofal. Why should it be a difference between Chof plus And Chopale, Tamin Yachon, hope is over. So Imashi, he's also over. So I suppose that according to Rashi, it's only the Rabbah. In other words, we do not recognize fractions. In the Rabbah, we do not recognize, because of Exeiret, because once we are going to recognize fractions, so many Mechshemi will take place, you know. So sometimes one, when he measures, he doesn't measure it accurately. It's not so easy to measure accurately. So because of that, with Rabbono, if it's not a whole sum more than Nechzal Nechzal, so it's considered as if it hadn't been whole. But Rashi, the Rambam, doesn't say Chofso Mashu. All right, but because of Rashi Shite, the before Shite, Yosef Bafonet Ches, so that's why we ask, that it has to be Chofaloso. But the Rambam doesn't say Chofaloso. Mikle Sheyesh Bechofso Mashu Mayim Kshem, Vodo Mimali Mishem, Chutz Mikve, Vamayim Mshochen Vyirdu Mikve, Ben Shoyim Mshochen Ola Karake, Oy Bisech Hasile, Vichayetze, מדבורים שנפס לסע מקווה, הרי הוא כושר, ואפילו השלימו מאלף סוף, שהשובו שימשכו או כשירו, אם הוא יושב, ריב מבסו מן הכושר. ריב מבסו מן הכושר. Now, what הלוח is this? Who mentions that הלוח? That Rambo mentions in הלוח החץ, that if you had חופה לבסוף, in the mikveh, make shomim in the mikveh, and then you are mamshich, you teso, shuvi, so it's kosher. Who mentions that halacha? Who mentions that halacha? So, according to our girse, in the Gemara in Tmure, according to Rashi's girse, Teisu's girse in Tmure, so it is Rabbi Zabi Yaakov who mentions this halacha. Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, in the mikveh, sheyesh bi esrim yachaso, make shomim, mimalim bikate, שהעשרי זו הוא פייסקון, הוא פייסקון ממקווה. הוא פייסקון ממקווה. Now, so, but, the Rambam definitely did not have this gilse that Rashi has, because in the Pirush HaMishni, whether it's in our text or Kappa's translation, there is no difference. So look what the Rambam says in the Pirush HaMishni, the fifth line from the end of the Omen in the Pirush HaMishnah and Mishneh Dalet Uvetizefte Per Dalet Rav Leza Ben Yaakov Eimer Gak Sheyesh Bereishei Chofa Lepso Shalmei Mekshomi Mimale Bikatev Vinei Sein Lisekhe Yuteso Upeisko Viyisar Vobichotzer Viyomru Hunei Sein Lisekhe Otonu Lisekha Gak ואחר, יתיר אל המים, ואל המים ירדו מצינר הגג, וייסעו המים בחוצר. כבר הסבור לך שזה יישא שיעור בו שימשכו, יצטורך שיהיה הורים מן הכושר, וישוב ומשוב. So the Rambam did not have our girls here. Because our girls in the Gemara, ממהו מכתב 19 סור, ופייסקין למקווה והם תהירי. So in other words, the מקווה עובד יעד חופה לבסור מקשומי. The מקווה עובד יעד חופה לבסור מקשומי. And then he's ממשיך לתסור. That's a condound, you say. But he mentions another ציור. Another ציור. In other words, גג. גג. שיש בראשי חופה ובסו של מנקשומים. So, ממה לביקטה 19 סור, so, on the guard, he puts in, he don't see, you teso, and then he manipulates the totality, the heretofore חופה ובסו מנקשומים, commingled with the you teso, my shubim, in total, he manipulates, should be nimshach, should go down, should run down, and into the mikveh. So it's another tzio altogether.
It's not a tea altogether. So in other words, obviously, the Rambam had a different Gilsing. And we see that the Shilkes had that Gilsing of Bezav Yaakov. The Shilkes, one second, the Tanya, Nachemes, he should have gone over the Shilkes with the Hamish, the Mitziv Spirish. The Tanya, the Bezav Yaakov, Emer, Gak Sheyesh, it's Nachemes, Gak Sheyesh, Beyesrim, Bechetzor, make show me. We malo di kartev chayesri, so he no pays come in mikve, ve in teri, shashuv o mita eres, bi obiye vi am shoche. So the Rambam did not have Rashi's girse, our girse. So the question is, so where does the Rambam find that halacha? Bishlei lef, if the Rambam had our girse, fine. But the Rambam, so this halacha in halacha ches, in a mayim shu ashuv in pesnes amik mishni shalugim ad shehi po izah amik yun akoi avu nikno a mayim ashuv in chutz ne mikve vimim shechu viyodu in mikve in a pesnes amikve ad shehi e mechzo le mechzo avu imo lorim nakshir a amik ukosha keitza mikve shehi de chotzo maashu mayim nakshirin vim mao vishir chutz ne mikve mayim shoch miyod in mikve kreit shehi zem chalakata vizachasinu vachayim tzimei vidvon shehi chutz amikve ale ukosha vya ואפילו השתימו לאלף סוף, שעשובו, שימשכו הקשירו, אם הוא ישום הויב ממשום לקושר. So, אם תרמב"ם had our גרסה, so that's what was a מיאחוס ממרה, but the Rambam definitely did not have our גרסה. And what kind of a גרסה did the Rambam have from the מיאחוס? The Shilkes גרסה. We see that in the פירוש המשנה, he quotes it, he said it. So, that he mentions in the second tzion, וחינגה, שהויו ברשת, חוף סו ומשהו מקשומי ומילי בקסיבלי ונוסע ולסייך את פוחס לחוף שנמצא הקר פוס ופוס החציניה ונמשכו הקר ויוקי מאחור הרי זה מקווה כושר שהמשך שהשובים שנמשכו או כולו כשירו הויו והויו שום רבי מהכושר. So in other words, so isn't it interesting that the Rambam before says שעשו מה שהמשכו